This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, we got the winner on hold? I'm going to go to them real quick.
Let's do that.
Lucinda in Manassas. We should congratulate Lucinda in Manassas, our final winner of the Caps tickets. Lucinda, how are you?
I'm great. How are you all?
We're awesome.
I'm doing very well. So congrats. You're going to the playoff game. You were the final winner today at 5:20. How do you feel about getting your tickets to game one?
I'm very excited. Thank you all so much.
Who are you going to be taking?
My boyfriend.
Oh, there's a good brownie points.
Nice. That's good.
That's very good.
He's like way in your debt
is
now.
Is he a Caps fan, by the way?
We both are.
Very cool. And so were you guys both calling it on different phones trying to get the tickets, or did you strategize or just luck out? How did it work?
Yeah, we used a couple different devices.
Well, there you go.
That's smart. That's smart.
Hey, yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
You want to win Caps tickets, you got to try. I'm all about it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, enjoy yourselves. If you guys want to stop by on Monday, we're going to be two blocks from the arena. Before the game, you can come over and get some drinks and some food and say hello. We're at City Tap House in Penn Quarter.
All right. Thank you so much, Grant and Danny. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Right.
Enjoy.
I like it. Lucinda and her boyfriend are going to the... That is how you be a good friend.
That's what you do.
You win tickets and you invite your pal.
Mm-hmm.
He's so psyched.
Now, it's tough if you win the tickets and you don't invite him.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, like they're both trying to win the tickets. It's like, oh, I want him in that crate. It's like, it sure is for me and my girlfriend who's coming with me.
Or worse, like her buddy who's a dude.
Yeah.
She's like, he loves the Caps more than you. And you're like, wait a second.
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't. She's like, he's always loved the Caps. She invites Carl from the office.
That's right.
How mad would you be if your girlfriend won two tickets to a playoff game?
The Caps fan she told you not to worry about?
Do you end it? Now, I'm sorry if they're still listening. I don't want to talk about the end of their relationship. I'm sure they're in love and they're very happy and they'll have a great time on Monday. I think you end the relationship in this hypothetical while we're cooking up some terrible stuff.
So the hypothetical is...
Lucinda calls in.
Yeah, the couple is... They're both trying to win the tickets at the same time with the idea that they're going to take the other.
Well, I would say it's not even verbalized. It's just obvious. We're dating. We're Caps fans. We want to go to the game.
We're both interested in winning the tickets.
Yeah, we want to win the tickets. So she calls. Ben goes caller one, caller two, caller seven, caller nine.
Mm-hmm.
Ben tells her she's the winner. Ben has a nice conversation with her. How about that? What if she invites Ben? Well, because Ben has...
Well,
this,
now you got to break up because the prowess of Ben.
He's got a nice voice. He's very handsome.
Yeah.
It's got a 5 o'clock shadow, and she
loves
like,
Maryland so much.
Is Ben even allowed to accept the tickets? I don't even know the rules on that. I mean, he's giving them out. That's a little bit shady.
That's
right?
A little shady, McCoy.
I can't do that. I got a girlfriend.
Ben, you're ruining the hypothetical.
Well, also, you're just going to a hockey game.
You know,
what would your girlfriend? Let's keep going.
All right, here we go. Let's play that.
Let's play it out.
What would she? What would
let's
she
turn
say?
To Ben.
Yeah. So you go. You call your girlfriend up.
Uh huh.
1 to 10 scale. How big of a Caps fan are you? Would you say?
Me?
Yeah.
9.
9's good.
9's a good number.
You call your girlfriend. You're like, you're not going to believe this.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at the office today with the boys. We're giving away Caps tickets. Lucinda calls up. Lucinda wins the tickets. And then Lucinda asked me to go. And she's like, who's Lucinda? You said, I have no idea. She's just a girl. I want to go to the game, though. Your girlfriend says?
No.
Mm. She would be out on that? She knows you love the Caps.
It's tough. She's going to be like, why can't I get the tickets?
You didn't win them.
You didn't win them. Lucinda's being kind enough to bring you. She only has a plus one. She doesn't have a plus two.
I think the only option for me in this scenario would to take the ticket that Lucinda is offering me and then give it to Marissa. They can go and become friends, I guess.
Oh, Lucinda and Marissa go to the Caps game together.
Yeah, how about that?
How big of a Caps fan is Marissa, 1 to 10?
Yeah, pretty big fan. Her and her family, like, she wasn't really a huge sports person until she met me. Of course, I do broadcasting and this stuff for a living now, so she kind of had no choice, and I'm constantly watching the Nats game on the computer while she's trying to chat with me about her day, and it pisses her off to no end.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
I'm like, what Dylan Cruz, it's, you know, it's beside the point.
Dylan Cruz grounded out, or whatever he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, her family would always go to Caps games growing up. That was the one team that she kind of actually followed for the most part until she met me. Now she's a big Commanders fan, goes to Nats games with me.
This speaks to my point, bro. She understands the magnitude of a playoff game.
Yeah, she does.
You know how expensive these tickets are?
She's been to Caps playoff games.
Right, and she would like for you to have that experience too.
Does she like you to be happy?
Yes.
Does she want you to be happy?
Sometimes.
Mm. How about this?
Sometimes.
Let's get her on the phone and let's ask her the hypothetical. Should we do that?
Do you want to call her?
Yeah, let's ask her, hypothetically speaking, would she be okay? This is not happening.
No, literally, this is not realistic.
But in a world where you got the ticket from Lucinda offered, would she be cool with it?
Let's call her.
Let's ask her.
I'm going to call her up.
All right, see if she wants to come on the radio. Now, legally, you have to tell her she's going to be on the radio.
Yeah. So do that off air.
Yeah,
first.
Do all the stuff you need to do so I don't get sued. Because I have two children. Actually, I have three children.
You have three.
I need to update that.
You should try to, by
I'll
the
have
way.
A fourth soon. Sorry.
Such a key thing to remember.
I need to keep adding to that.
Keep hammering it, yeah.
Over and over and over. So I think my wife would say no problem, to be honest.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Although, now I'm wondering, I'm going to have to text her and ask her that.
I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
To summarize.
I don't think it's surmised.
How my wife would feel. Years ago, we'd been married for, I think, about a year and a half. And one of my best buddies, I was one of his groomsmen, he wanted to go to Vegas. A little bit cliche, but we did it, right? I don't know if you remember. We went to Vegas, and you guys called me, and I sounded terrible the following morning when we were out at some stupid club bar thing, whatever. But I told her, I kind of was like, hey, as a heads up, this is true. I'm not trying to be like a cool guy or whatever. But I was like, I don't really like strip clubs. I don't want to feel awkward in them, and that's my money. You can't have it.
It's the coming up to me and asking me to dance. Asking me to go to the back room.
I don't want
to
buy you that bottle of expensive alcohol.
If I could go in and just have a drink and just be left alone, I would feel terrible and shady and awful, but I could deal. It's the, please leave me alone. Please stop coming up to me.
Yeah, it's like, to them, I'm the same as the guy that comes in all the time, like Lloyd, who's down on his luck, like, what's your real name, Toots? Like, I can't be.
You don't want to be Lloyd.
I'm not the same. I don't want to feel the same trap. Anyway, but I was like, just as a heads up, like, he likes strip clubs, and it's his bachelor party, so we'll probably have to go. Just want to let you know, is that okay? And she laughed in my face. She laughed in my face because she knows how awkward I am and would be. You see what I'm saying?
Meaning she didn't mind.
She didn't mind, she's like, I wish I could see you there.
Yeah.
I wish there was a camera on you, idiot.
Yeah, I mean, it just, obviously you have a trust. Like, what am I doing? Where am I going? So I think my wife would say, you have a ticket to the game? And I'm like, yeah. Now if it's
You'll never guess how I got it.
I mean, if it's Sydney Sweeney and she just calls up the radio station and she's like, hey, I've been listening to you guys for a while on the Odyssey app and I really, really like want to take you to the Caps game. How does my wife feel? I don't know the answer to that.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Would your wife think that Sydney Sweeney is after my husband, Grant?
I mean, in this hypothetical, she called into the station.
She could pick any dude on the planet. No. It ain't going to be one of us.
She's a P1, and she chose to call in and invite me to the game in this situation.
She knows you're a big Caps fan, and you'd have fun.
Or is it because she likes a portly fellow with a beard?
She's sweet on old Grant Harrison.
Nobody
Paulson.
Knows. I believe Marissa is on the line. Marissa, thank you for letting us bother you. How are you doing today, Marissa?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing very well. So here's what's happening. This did not happen at all.
But it's not realistic.
Yeah, it's not realistic, but in a hypothetical, okay? We're giving away these Caps tickets all day long. We just had a winner named Lucinda who's going to take her boyfriend. But we were wondering if Ben told her she was the winner and she was caller 9 and she got 2 Caps tickets to the playoffs. And then she just said, oh, Ben, do you want to go with me? And Ben's like, who are you? And she's like, I'm just a girl. And Ben's like, okay, fine. And then he called you and said, can I go to the Caps game with Lucinda, who I don't know, but she invited me. What would you say?
I might just let him go. If it was a playoff game, he really wanted to go.
You're the lady, Marissa.
Ben, do you hear this?
I'm hearing loud and clear.
Marissa, you're letting him go to the game. What's your thinking on this?
I trust him. I have a lot of trust. And he's going to be watching the game anyway and not even worried about her, probably. So.
See? And you know this based on all the times he's watching the Nats when you guys are sitting at home.
Yes, that's when he's watching sports, any sport, that's all his attention is focused on. So I trust him too much to think he'd do anything
bad.
If
you were trying to have a serious conversation with him in the middle of like the 8th inning of a Nats game with the bases drunk, do you think would he ever turn off the TV and be like, okay, let's talk? Or how does that work?
If it was really serious, but sometimes I have to repeat things like 5 times before he acknowledges it.
Relatable.
Yeah, so, I was going to say.
Sometimes James Wood is hitting, and she's telling me about, so I have to listen again because I got to lock in on the James Wood at bat.
But sometimes it's Jose Tena. I mean, here's the thing. You're going to have, get used to it, Marissa. You're going to have to repeat some stuff around us.
Sometimes Colin Poche is pitching.
Yeah, when Poche's pitching, that's when you get to the bottom of whatever she needs. Yeah. You're like, hey. What can I do for you?
Can I vacuum? I haven't vacuumed in a while.
When the fight started in the Pirates game a couple nights ago, I closed the computer. I was like, all right, let's watch a show now.
You didn't want to see the fight? That's a good moment.
No, because I knew what was happening. I knew the bullpen was going to collapse. I just didn't want to be part of it. Didn't want to see it.
Understood. All right, well, Marissa, this hypothetical is just that. Lucinda did not offer him a ticket. Should not be upset at Ben at all. It's just, we were just wondering.
He did great, I think.
I think everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Would you allow him to go? He said you absolutely would not allow him to go to the game.
Oh, he didn't think I was going to let him.
Correct. No. He said there was no way.
He used words like iron fist and like
he
under
said,
control.
I'm too much of a ladies' man, things like that.
Like in a cage is how he described it.
Yeah, he said Lucinda would fall in love with me and she knows that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it only takes one game with this woman for him to fall in love with her, then I guess she can have him.
Oh! Yeah.
We just watched Temptation Island, and those people cheat on their partners within like
people.
5 minutes.
Yeah, those icky people. Shows.
Those are terrible people, yeah. Aren't they? Marissa, we like working with Ben. He's a very nice young man. You have a very good boyfriend.
I'm glad to hear.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Marissa. Thank you for letting us
bother
you. All right. There's Marissa, ladies and gentlemen. That is Ben's girlfriend.
What a pleasant surprise that was.
She said he could go to the game.
So, Lucinda, it's out there for you. You have options.
Right.
Let's say your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's right.
Little cough. You can call back. The Red will go.
Ben the Red is going to Caps game. Let's go.
Ben the Red can rock
Ben
the Red.
Ben and Lucinda sitting in a
Caps
tree.
Game.
Sitting in section 413. Yeah.